Good evening, Strap Chat family. This is your host, Nancy Pless, and I'm coming to you at the top of the year. It is now 2020. Hey, it's been a while since we've been on the air, and so I wanted to come on and let you all know that this evening I'm just going to do a recap of 2019. Is that okay? We had some wonderful times in 2019. I want to say that was when the vision and the idea was first presented to me about being a host on this radio show. And of course, being able to contact or make connection with those who share the same mind and heart as I do and what STRAP stands for, which is sex trafficking, raising awareness and prevention. It was an awesome and eventful journey of 2019. We know that the first thing that kind of kicked us off for 2019 was the story of Centoya Brown. And we see that it hasn't stopped there. We have covered many other stories from those who work with and alongside of children in the foster care program, all the way up to those who mentor those who are incarcerated. And that particular segment was the interview of the CEO for Maize Youth Advocacy. I'm telling you, it was an amazing year in 2019. And so I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for being a listening audience and for those who have participated in the live interviews. There was no way that this could have been done without you. And so for those of you who desire to be a voice as a representative on the Strap Chat radio show for 2020, hey, I admonish you, step up to the plate, raise your hand. You know, hey, as we say in the world of Amazon, pull an and on and let us know that you want your voice to be heard. You want your story to be shared. And I have to honestly say that it has been eventful on this particular journey. You never know what a person has actually been through until you have heard their story. We all have a story, but especially those who have been abused and mistreated, those who have been taken advantage of, and those who, at the hands of their violators, thought that they had a right to violate them, which made them victims. If you are a victim and someone you know is a victim and you would like to share your story, or you have the permission to share the story of someone that you know, someone that is close to you and dear to you, please reach out and contact me. You can always email me at strapchat.com, or you can give me a call at 682-313-7327. As we have a new number this year for 2020, if you want to be on the show, please reach out to me, 682-313-7327, and I promise you that it will be eventful. I promise you, this is a safe place. No one will be put on blast. No one will be judged. No one will be ridiculed. But what I really want is for someone to hear your story and your journey and your healing process. That is very important. Your healing process, where you became free. And at what point in your life you obtained freedom from the journey, from that thing that began to shape the rest of your life as you begin to walk out your life to this point. So please, again, I would love for you to be a part of the show. And remember, without you, there is no show. Without your story, there is no voice that is crying out of the darkness for others who sit in darkness to hear that there is truly a light that you can walk into. And you don't have to die to reach the light at the end of the tunnel. Isn't that amazing? That's awesome all by itself. And one day this year, I'll even share my story. But I'm telling you, we all have one. And we would love to hear your story, your victory at the end of your triumph. And even if you are still obtaining victories, share that with someone, because a lot of what we have experienced from traumas have placed layers in our life. And the layers are like the skin of onion. It has to be peeled off one layer at a time. And as each layer is peeled off, there's healing. There is freedom. And so who knows who may be right where you are at this moment, or where you have been and you have surpassed that moment. And that can bring a freedom, a healing to someone else. Would you dare to share your story? Would you dare to raise your hand and say, hey, there is hope. There is victory. It does come to an end. All of the hurt, all of the rejection, all of the ridicule, all of the insecurities, whatever your traumatic experience brought to you, and you no longer are faced with that on a daily basis, that can help someone else. And so again, if you would love to be a part of the show, give me a call. Shoot me a text message. You can even email me. Again, this is Nancy, your host. I just wanted to stop by, love on you a little bit, and send out an invitation that in 2020, I, as well as the other listeners, are looking to hear from you. We are looking to hear your story. Why? Because someone is searching for healing and hope. And is there an answer to that infamous question? Is there something wrong with me? Am I the cause of what happened to me? Is there something I did that brought this on? Could I have prevented it? Only through your story will someone hear their answer. So I appreciate you taking out a moment to just ponder on whether or not you are ready to share your story with the rest of the listening audience. So again, this is Nancy. I am your host for Strap Chat, Sex Trafficking, Raising Awareness and Prevention. I am so looking forward to hearing from you. And I love you all. And we are in expectancy for a great and an awesome year for 2020. And with that being said, have a good night, and I'll talk with you soon.